This is Dr. Olivero dictating for October the 25th of 2023. The first patient is Jay Tracy. The last name is T-R-A-C-E-Y. First name, Jay, J-A-I-Y. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white male. That is a refer from Dr. Chandrasekhar, C-H-A-N, D like in Delta, R like in Roger, A-S-E-K-A-R, in Frostproof, Florida. The patient was found with a creatinine of 1.6, and the background is diabetes mellitus since 1983 that is controlled with diet and the administration of metformin 500 milligrams POBID, and hypertension that has been all the way in their control. Period. In October the 12th, the patient was found with a creatinine of 1.6. The microalbumin creatinine ratio was within normal range. The urinalysis was completely normal and there was no evidence of proteinuria. Pending is the ultrasound. He doesn't have a remote history of kidney stones. He doesn't have any history of gout. And there is not a signs of obstruction of the urinary tract. He has been evaluated for the prostate. Period. At the time of the determination of the serum creatinine on October the 12th, 2023, the patient was taking furosemide. The furosemide was discontinued. The laboratory workup was repeated and the serum creatinine came down to 1.4. Period. The patient might have some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the aging process and diabetes as well as hypertension. But I don't think that at this point we have an active kidney disease. Pending is the retroperitoneal ultrasound that is going to be done in a couple of days. We are going to review the computer and let the primary care doctor know the opinion. And if it is negative, the patient will be notified as well as the doctor, and he continued with the follow-up with the primary care. If there is some activity or concern in the retroperitoneal ultrasound, we will give him an appointment and continue the evaluation until we get to the final opinion. Period. The diabetes mellitus, according to the referral, has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure in the office, 120 over 80, with a negative physical exam. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins with well control. The patient takes fish oil as well, following number of vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to review the retroperitoneal ultrasound and make the final decision. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.